Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Sam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, what's up, y'all? It's Takeover Tuesday. So, hey, we're just going to jump into it right away. Today's the only night you can call in and take over the radio, talk about what you do, whether you're an actor, an author, a cook, whatever you got going on tonight to get plugged in. First, we're going to start out with this right here. This is Blazo. It's called Is He the Plug? We're going to tell you what we on right after this. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B.
Blazo.
In Blazo.
They looking like, is it a plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fuck. They looking like, is it a plug? He look like he got it. Is it a plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no presses to
yeah,
fuck. Like my cough in the club.
You know it.
And I flex up so hard, cause everything I got out the mall.
Used to wear white tees and Dickies. Now I can choose between Louis or Fendi. They watch me like TV, I deserve an Emmy. Every female with me, favorite line is Demi. Baddies came with me, you know I got plenty.
You know
my cologne, I'm like a walking chimney. Sell a bartender, send a case of Remy. Don't jump out your skin, cause my nigga keep itching. We ain't even start flexing yet, and I can tell these bitches about to act. Look at them all, my niggas came through fresh. Breaking bitches' necks was the aftermath.
We dripping soul,
fresh as the baby say. Haters hating what they hating at.
Yeah, yeah.
I told them to check a back. Pussy nigga
yeah,
going
yeah,
check a back.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no
pressure.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah. Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no pressure to fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no pressure to fuck.
Yeah. Whip it like I gon' see
it.
Cause that nigga fresh like he on the clean. They think on the plug just by my demeanor. I used to dream about my jealous.
Yeah.
Now I get fly as propellers. Fresh to death, they think I need a barbera. Feel like the king, I just need my Coretta. But I know these niggas is telling.
They turn
on my face for a minute, then belly.
I'm gone.
I'm young and I'm black with some money.
Yeah.
They wanna know what he's telling.
It gotta be.
But I'm being honest, your honor.
Wallet.
I had to work for this comma.
I did.
They just think I am the plug, cause I'm fresh. What the fuck, that you send my persona. They ask who he play with kids, cause
that nigga dope as fuck.
I know they hating me, this is how I know.
Me and my niggas,
they cannot take me, probably cause I'm taking they home.
I did you a favor,
but you will not play with me, oh no, no, no.
Oh no, 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 no.
They
no,
looking
no,
like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug?
Walking his bitch and no presses to fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no fresh to
yeah,
they looking like, is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug?
Walking his bitch and no fresh to fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no fresh to fuck.
Yeah.
They looking like,
Takeover Tuesday. That's what they be saying when they see me, Miss Unbelievable, walking to the club. They be like, are they the club? They look like they got it. You dig? The Monstars in the building doing it very monstrously tonight. Takeover Tuesday. The only night of the week you can call in and take over a radio show. You tell me where else in the world right now you can call in and take over that radio show. Start your own topic, request your own music, put people on blast. It don't matter. Take over Tuesday, 563-999-3411. You can take over the world via Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm DJ E Monster. This right here is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, mama? Hello.
She's fabulous. Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. That's
I know, Mom.
Coming in with some type of some big intro. I thought you was coming. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, that's Wet Wednesday. That's Wet Wednesday. That's Wet Wednesday.
That's High Heel Boot Night. Okay. That's what it is. So how you doing? You feeling good?
Man, I am feeling awesome. There is this like, yeah. No words. Awesome. Yeah. Just awesome and blessed. Awesome and blessed. I can't even complain for real.
Okay.
For real.
All right. Well, all right. Let's go ahead and get into our Takeover Tuesday live podcast. Interactive radio, like we said, people, it's where you can call in and put yourself on blast, and we're going to play some independent artists behind you, some remixes, some other things. But, you know, we got a normal show for y'all. We do, what do we do, Miss Unbelievable? We do the entertainment news. What's it called again?
Who's rapping? Who's getting fat?
That's right. Okay, who we got on the chopping block for that? We got topics as well, but we start out with the news. Get it? So who we got on the chopping block tonight?
We got Team Rock. You know, there's a lot of things going on in Mississippi prison that we're going to talk about. We got Black China. We got Penis Man.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you didn't read that wrong? Penis Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name?
Penis Man.
Yeah. Hell to the Nizzle. Okay, I'm gonna call him something else, but I'm not calling no man penis. Hey, penis, no,
penis
not man.
Man,
not down the block. Okay, you gotta say the man, right? Like Slickback. It
penis,
is what it
yeah,
is. Well, we got things for y'all to talk about
man.
At the water cooler, right? Okay, so we got more stuff other than this dude. That's what we're gonna call him. That dude,
no, that's we got those three things. Team Lock,
okay.
Black China, and Tennis Man.
I don't even like hearing that dude's name. It is, hey. We're going to get through it, y'all. We're going to get through it together. All right, let's see. We got some independent music. I believe we got an interview coming up here real soon. Let's see. Jazzy B will be around here pretty soon. Let's see. We got topics. We ought to tell the people the topic so it can marinate on their brain. You know what I mean? They can think about it, maybe drop a comment on our in our links or things like that. What do we have for the topics tonight?
Oh, we said a lot. So which one are we diving into today? Ooh. I do believe
right,
we were
right,
talking
right.
about the one about energy. That one that you said that was about energy, the Radiant.
Oh, yeah.
Radiant.
It was let your love send off so much positive energy that it shifts the vibrations in the room.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
Right. Okay. All right, that's what we got. So let's go and get to this music. We got some callers. Look like we got somebody who's trying to take over the radio. Oh, radio bully. but let's go ahead and do it. Let's see. I got some new music for y'all. We played it last week. A guy who's on the upcoming. He's coming up really strong. This guy's been around. We've been playing his music since he started. At least I think since he started. But this right here is Bama, Mr. 16 Bars. This song is called Free. On Takeover Tuesday. Let the people know who the show is brought to you by.
The Solemn Speaks.
Awesome. It's unbelievable. Monster U.S. Apparel, Elise Way Management, and Picasso Painting. Sorry, Mama, you got to speed it up. This is Bama, Mr. 16 Bars, Part 3. When we come back, we're going to see who's trying to take over.
I'm not taking sides. I'm just in the middle. I like one of your pictures. That was accidental. Saw you at the store. How coincidental. And I didn't speak. I ain't fucking with you. Yes, I am free. Emails and some dirty texts.
Yes, I am free.
This another episode, take control, take a vote. Should I go and buy a boat just to float all across them love letters that you wrote? I just got off work, pulled up at my home, and my house was quiet, and I'm all alone. Cell phone ringing, filling up a zone. Hands in the sky, cause I'm a party all night long.
I am happy.
Free. Bam, I missed the 16 bars. That's called free. Take over Tuesday.
Uh-oh. I'm free. What? You free? I'm free. You free?
Because I'm happy.
No. Yeah. You happy? You
right.
Free? No,
right.
I'm happy. No, you free? That's almost like a song.
Look,
that they're talking to each other like battling.
No, you sound bipolar right now. Am I happy? No. Are you free? Yeah. It is what it is. All right, let's go over here. Get some of this background music going. Let's do like one or two or maybe one entertainment news. Who's bumping, who's getting fat? Or you think we should just open up the line and see who's trying to take over first?
I think we should open up the line and see who's taking over first. Let's see who this is.
All right, hold on. Let me get some background music over here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, when you bring people in, you got to bring them in like superheroes. And every good superhero has some background music. It is.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right,
get ready over there, 651-246. We about to get you some background music so you can take over the radio right here on Monsters Radio Live. Let's see who we got on the line. 651-246. Are you Monsters? Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
651.
Hello. Yo, yo, yo.
How you doing?
Who that?
I'm good. How are y'all?
There we go. Now you starting to sound
monster. We can hear you.
Yeah. What's up, you guys?
You can't come on scared because we'll be like, we're going to mute you until you come up with a
right,
song.
Right. I had to make sure that I took you guys off of mute because I was listening. I didn't want to make sure I said nothing over nothing y'all was saying. So, yeah, now that I know y'all talking to me. What's up, everybody? I'm Christiana. I'm so glad to be on Takeover Tuesday.
Okay, Christiana.
Yeah.
So, You taking over right now. It's Christina Radio, y'all, right here, right now.
Hey.
In your face.
That's
so
right.
What we on your radio network tonight?
Okay, well, basically, thank you again for the opportunity for having me on. I wanted to share with everybody on the radio that I have a single out right now entitled Blessed. And basically what that single is promoting is helping everyone acknowledge their blessings by being grateful for the little things in life. And I'm actually running a Blessed campaign, so it all ties in together. So I definitely wanted to get on today and share with everybody, all your listeners, about that. So that's something that I have going on. And I also have a video single that's going to be released this year for the same single, Blessed. And then on a Thursday, I'll be performing in the cities here in the Twin Cities at Pimento Jamaican Kitchen. So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got a few things
okay.
going on.
Hold on, before you go there, Ms. Unbelievable, I'll let you run the show here for a moment. But I just want you to tell the people right quick where they can connect with you online and where can they get tickets or find out where they can come see you for your next performance.
Okay, awesome. So right now I'm on any digital outlet that you look for. My name is Krishana. It's spelled KRISHAWNA. And I'm everywhere. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, anything digital on Outline. I'm on there. You can find me on there. All my social media handles are under Krishana. I'm on Krishana Soleric on Facebook or regular Krishana. You can also find me on Instagram as Krishana _ Soleric. And Soleric is spelled Soulyrik. I'm also on Twitter as @Soleric, spelled the same way. You can also find me on Instagram as Chrissy Brown, and that's KRSSY. Brown, but if you just type the name in Krishana, KRISHAWNA, you'll find me. The next show that I'm going to be doing, I have a few of them coming up, but the most recent one is going to be this Thursday at Pimento Jamaican Kitchen. It's in Minneapolis, downtown, and it's actually free. So this is one of the events that I'm doing that's free. So, like, really, everybody can come out. I actually go on at 11. The doors open at 9 o'clock, so you want to be in the building for sure. It's going to be super lit.
Whoa.
Okay.
You said Pimento's free event. I'm just saying right
yep.
here, if you come to the Twin Cities, y'all might fly into town to come see her event. I'm just saying it. But if you are from the Twin Cities and
yeah.
you like jerk chicken, Pimento's is that place to go. I'm just telling
yeah.
And you get in free. I'm going to see you perform, and I'm going home with a plate of jerk chicken. I'm just saying, that's
see?
My spot. You in the right
you're
spot Thursday
blessing.
Night.
Yeah.
So you're going to be blessed coming in. Wait, you're going to be blessed yeah. coming in and blessed
go,
coming out.
It.
How about that?
That's
how about that?
It. That is it.
There
yes.
y'all go. It's y'all show, ladies. Go ahead. It's y'all show.
Okay, how did you get started writing or singing or performing? What was your beginning?
Really, I want to say my main beginning started when I was in college. I met a good friend of mine, and it was back around the time Club 3 Degrees was out. It's the Christian club. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it or not, but it was pretty popping back
mm-hmm.
in the day. And I was in college, and I ran into a friend who had a band, and we ended up getting connected that way, and I joined her group, and then eventually we all kind of went our separate ways and started doing our own solo acts. But before that, when I was about maybe 5 or 6, my mom, I come from a musical family, so my mom used to have us practicing pretty much all the time. And what we would do is we'd go to like different parks out in California, different recreation centers or whatever type of show events that they would have out in the cities. We would go, and then we would perform, my brothers and sisters and I, and we would go home with the trophies every time. So I started
wow.
when I was really, really young, and I stopped for a little bit because I was really tired of, you know, so many different rehearsals and just, you know, having to keep doing it. You know, when you're a kid, you don't really focus on that kind of stuff. You're just kind of doing it if your parents have you doing it. And it takes a lot of work, and I kind of wanted to just be a kid and play. So I kind of left it alone, and then when I got in high school, more so in college, is when I really started picking back up in it and moving forward. So I've been doing it ever since then. So I, for the last 10 years, I want to say I've been pretty dedicated to the cause.
Okay. So what would you call your style of genre? Is it gospel? Is it R&B? Is it a mixture?
You know what? I'm always talking about the gospel, but I don't want to put myself in a box. So the sound, when you hear my music, is probably more neo-soul, R&B sounding, sometimes hip-hop, because I'm real up jumps the boogie. My lyrics are what really speak volumes as to, you know, how you take it in. So I think people may want to put me in a gospel category. They may want to put me in inspirational, but that's fine. I'm okay with that because I really want to hit every genre if I can, which I know I can, but that's the goal. I don't want to just stay limited to one group of people. So, yes, I would just more so say it's more of an inspirational feel.
All right, so talk about your single that you have out right now. Tell us about it.
Okay, so my single, Blessed, I actually wrote that when I was a junior in high school, and recently now just putting it out, I put it out through Savannah Street Music, which is who I'm connected to. I'm an artist under Savannah Street Music. And Blessed, just basically, it's a song of reflection. You know, we deal with life. There's been a lot of different tragedies even in relation to that. You know, we just lost an amazing basketball player, Kobe Bryant, and, you know, many other people on the flight that crashed. And so that was such a tragedy. So because of that and so many other things that happened before, you know, Kobe's passing, I was just reflecting on the goodness of God and everything that he's done for me, how he's blessed me and how he's kept me, even when I feel like I don't really deserve. And so I wrote the song Blessing out of that. And so that's why in connection with that, I have a Blessed campaign. And basically, again, that just helps people acknowledge their blessings by being grateful for the little things in life. You know, a person, sometimes people tend to think that if they have all the money in the world, they're blessed, you know. But you could be blessed if you have a coat or a jacket or just a pair of shoes, or you have a roof over your head, you have food to eat, you have a way to make provision for your family or, you know, those that you love in your life and et cetera. So that's my goal, to just basically help people acknowledge their blessings by being grateful for the little things in life. And that's what the single Blessed is all about. And I'm so excited for the world to hear it. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from it, a lot of love. People are really excited about it, and it's being accepted in the, you know, gospel realm, in the R&B realm. I've had a lot of different connects from it, and, you know, I'm just finishing up the music video for it, and I can't wait to drop that because I got some more heat coming right after that. But I've been really heavily promoting the Blessed single, so yes.
All right, E-Monster, you got any questions that you want to ask?
Well, let's check out this song right quick. You dig? Let's check it out right quick. So why don't you go ahead and give us a nice, monstrous radio interview introduction to your song, Blessed. And we're going to go ahead and see if the people, you know what I mean, let's go ahead and slide it to them.
Hey, everybody. I'm Krishana, and I'm on Monstrous Radio Live. You are now about to listen to my latest single, Blessed. Enjoy it.
Right here live. Take over Tuesday. Hit it up. You want to have a question?
Think about your mercy. Think about your grace. Joy in my life has made me brand new. You're the one I long for. You're my best friend. Everything you've given, Lord, you live within.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you. Your grace and mercy. I'm blessed to have you.
strength in my bones. You're the air that I breathe. You're the healer of my soul.
You have set me free.
Nothing that I've done made you be good to me. 'Cause I was so wrong, still you saved me.
I love you,
love you.
I love you.
Basically the goodness of God, you know, just reflecting on, you know, how good he's been to me. The fact that I have my life, you know, so many people are going up out of here and I'm still here. The fact that I'm able to provide for my family, the fact that these doors are opening, the fact that I'm able to, you know, live my dreams and do what I love, you know, and still profit well from it and still, you know, impact live on people's lives. So, you know, that's all about my campaign. That's what my campaign is all about, is just, you know, helping people acknowledge their blessings by being grateful for the little things in life. So that's basically where the inspiration came from.
Right, right. Now, I'll be honest now. I'm a music critic now. I'm not none of you.
Okay,
y'all
no, that's
a music critic.
Yeah, that's okay.
When,
no.
So, when I first heard it, I kind of didn't like it. I kind of loved it.
Okay.
And reason why
because
it has like a real, it has that real, I don't like to say old school, but I have to say it in this because you'll get it in a second. It has that old school music vibe to it. You know, I'm talking about real music, like back when that old band sound, the real music behind it. You know what I mean? Just listen to the instrumental.
That's what I wanted.
And vibe out.
That's what I wanted.
You know what I mean?
And I'm glad you're saying that.
And then your lyrics, your lyrics caught me. Now, that's hard to catch
your
lyrics, but your lyrics caught me. You know what I mean? I mean, I'll be honest, I don't really listen to too much gospel music or whatever, but listening to that, I was like, okay. I even got to my little sister, Katie, like, hold on, we're talking about the Lord now. Come on now. Do it right. Get it. So I'm just saying, I like that. I like that. I really do.
Wow.
That's that Sunday drive,
find
yourself in the whip type music.
See, I just sit back and rock back and forth and cruise. You know, just real easy breezy. You know, I was able to
take
that message to, like, my relationship with God, my relationship, you know, even my personal relationships, like the relationship with, you know, my partner that, you know, I'm with and all of that. So, yeah, I'm glad that that's the feel that you got from it. That means a lot.
Okay. So, I mean, is this what people can expect from you know, the other music that they'll find on your site? I know you said earlier, you know, you're trying to hit other, you know, you're trying to hit every angle.
Yes.
What else can they expect
when
they go look at your music?
They can definitely be, I'm so diverse. They can expect that. They might even be able to expect a little bit of the more hip-hop-y sound, rock, I mean, Southern jazz, everything. You know what I mean? I really want to try to dive into every genre that I can, while still staying true to myself and really how I go about writing music. I'm always connected to the track or the music that's created. So if it speaks to me, that's how I begin to write from my heart, like my true feelings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they can definitely expect that. Again, like I said, I'm real up jump the boogie, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I might be doing a song and I might bust into a rap because I can fall all that, you know what I mean? So it just depends.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right, right.
Say, don't box
and,
me. Don't box me.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll say this. I'll say this and I give the interview back to Ms. Unbelievable. Now, we have been talking with people about doing a Sunday show, like on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Something spiritual, you know what I mean? Da da da.
Yeah.
Now, they actually just hit me in the inbox, on the show inbox, like, can we use that to do the Sunday show? So we have our Sunday show. They looking for good. They already. They want to know, can we play that on our show?
I would love that. Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Okay.
Wow. That's a huge, like, wow, my heart. I'm just like, oh, overwhelmed. I'm grateful.
Right. Okay. So, all right, go ahead. You have it back.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I'm sitting back here just taking notes. I'm absorbing right
now.
I'm absorbing.
You're absorbing now.
Yeah, I'm absorbing.
Okay. So, you know, we're hearing blessed, and, you know, we're hearing all the things that you're talking about. What is the one thing that you want to encourage to the people? What is your message that you're saying to the people, and that when they see you and when you'll be in concert, that you want them to take home with them?
I want them to take this home with them. If you have a vision or a dream or a goal that you see, even if nobody else sees it, don't ever stop. Like, if doors are slammed in your face, if people don't believe in you, what it takes first is for you to believe in yourself. Be able to accept constructive criticism, so then that way you can get better and you can grow. But if you have a goal, a vision, or a dream, stick with it. Stick with it until it's finished. Stick with it until you accomplish that. And don't give up, because it will happen. And I'm a living testament of it right now. Like, I have been in places where I felt like I wasn't going to be able to accomplish it. And God shows me every day, like, look, daughter, you thought you weren't going to get here, but look, you're getting here,
mm-hmm.
and you're going higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's like from, you know, it's from faith to faith to glory to glory. So it's just like, you can accomplish it. So just really never give up. Never give up, and always believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself first, and just remember that if God is backing you, it doesn't matter how many people are not with you, because if he says yes, it don't matter about the no, because it means you're going to succeed. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
All right. So before we close off the interview, and you can hang with us, and we're going to, you know, finish with the show. You can stay with us and give us your feedback on the rest of the show. But in one word, you know, describe Krishana. One word.
I would say, in one word, if I had to describe myself, I would say strong. Strong.
There you go. There you go. Krishana has took over Monsters Radio US Radio. We thank you. You guys can listen to her again on the Monster Radio. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Y'all receive that blessed song. We're going to be playing it in rotation. And let's get it. Let's go, E-Monster. What's up next, sir?
Let go.
Seeing that she don't got me feeling, you know, a little blessed over here. We're going to stay with that theme right quick. But when we come back, we're going to get back into the malice, though, which is who's bumping who and who's getting fat entertainment news. This is the only time it be feeling weird. I'm just saying, we're going to go all spiritual, and then we're going to come back on the malice. It is what it is. Giving y'all something to talk about at the water cooler. Up next, we got Fantasia. Yeah, and then when we come back again, we got the chopping block.
He was, we
become. This right here is Holy.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. This is fantastic. Holy Ghost. Don't judge us. Pray for us.
Yeah. All the time. We live, y'all.
Hey.
Heathens. It is. Radio. Takeover Tuesday.
Hey.
The state name.
Yeah, we are.
It is what it is. So we bring it back. That was Krishana. That was a really nice interview. She's very, very interesting. We got to get her back for a full interview. Where she co-hosts a show with us, and, you know, we just rock out the whole hour and see, you know, what her life is really about. So, yeah, that was a great interview there. I mean, how did you end up finding her there, Miss Unbelievable?
We have been knowing each other for about 20 years now. Oh, my gosh, in the, you know, the church sector. And then we would see each other in different places, and we always gave each other love. I saw her again when we were doing music at Bullwinkle's, and I was like, oh, you know, when I get, you know, on the radio and you get your stuff together, you get your single, I promise you we'll put you on. I'll keep in touch, and we kept in touch. And there you have it. Inbox her, was like, hey, we back at it. You want, you know, your singles out? Let's do this. And so she was like, I'm in there. And so that's how, you know, when you know folks and you see them following their craft and loving what they do, you just help them out.
Right. Especially in today's age. You know, I mean, that's what the Takeover Tuesday is really about. You putting yourself out there. Because that's in today, and I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you got a mixtape, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, or you should. If you don't, you need to investigate. When we talk about branding, you should be always branding yourself anywhere you can. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you don't want to be just doing it anywhere because, you know, where you brand is kind of, you know, represents what your brand is. You know, like you don't want to be, you know what I mean? I think some people get what I'm saying, but you don't want to be pimping in the making and then try to post in some spirituality group. You get what I'm saying. So, but, you know, but yeah, but that's always great that, you know, people stay connected and, you know, and I love how you said you guys had talked, met, seen each other, blah, 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 blah. And it's still, in today's age in the music industry, I love it when I hear people keep their word. That's what I'm trying to say in so many words. I love it when I hear people keep their word. There's so many times people be, oh, I'm going to plug you, fam. I'm going to help you out, fam. I'm going to look out for you, fam. I'm gonna purchase something from you, fam, and then they don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you guys actually, you know what I mean, made something happen and it turned into something beautiful. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I just feel, you know, it in day and age, you know, you need folks to have your back just like you would want them to have yours. You know what I'm saying? Like if I say, you know, a lot of people don't. They don't believe in the old handshake that people used to be like, the handshake, you got that handshake? Yep. That handshake meant a lot. Now folks be like, yeah, I got you. And they don't. It's like, I thought you said. And it's like, all right, moving on. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, and I'll say this and then we can go ahead with our entertainment news. Get people talk about something at the water cooler. People today, they be looking at me a little shook. When they be like, yes, da, 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 contract, I be like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm always yes in the contract. That's how we going to do it, just so everybody's safe. Because I know the value of a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, fam, that's not what was said. This is what's said, look in the contract. And then there's no confusion. But I'm the type of dude, if I need a contract for you to keep your word, I don't even want to do business with you. Because you already messed up from get-go. Because like you said, I'm from the old school. Your word is your bond. I do not break my word. My handshake means you good. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that another night. Comic Cafe, so you don't get 30 days or something. I don't know. But
that would be you.
Right? What we got with this, who's bumping who? And who's getting fat? Oh, and I do want to send a shout-out to Jazzy B, too, as well. She had another hot interview. What was it, last week, if not the week before? What was it, Rude Kids, the reggae rap inventor? Try to say that five times, standing on your tippy toes. That was a great interview as well. So if you'd like to get an interview with us, or you can call in Takeover Tuesday, or you can submit for an interview. You will need a sponsor for it, but you can do that at MonstarsRadio.com. What in the
hell
is
ringing?
Going?
You ringing, tanking. All right, while he ringing, I'm going to get us ready to do this who's bumping who's getting fat, okay? So I'm going to start off with Black China. So Black China judge says she's got to pay $72,000 to the former landlord. Black China got to write a fat check to her former landlord for allegedly bailing out on her lease and not paying rent because she didn't even bother to fight the lawsuit against her. She was like, I don't give a care. Sue me. According to the legal docs, Black China has been ordered to pay $72,000 to her former landlord who sued for damages to the rental home. It's a default judgment because she didn't go. And the judge ruled against her because she never decided to respond to the suit. She was like, fuck you. Do what you do. And as we first reported before, you know, back in April, and I think I talked about it because I was like, old boy's going to have something to say about her again, claiming she bolted on her five-month lease earlier, didn't pay a dime after leaving, and removed fixtures and equipment from the place. The landlord got the amount that he sued for, plus interest, plus attorney's fees, and the expensive lesson for Black China. And to everyone listening, at the sound of my voice, no such thing as free rent. Okay? Not.
None. Nada. Nada. My bad. I got kicked off the line. My bad. But I'm here. I'm back. Yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts on the whole Black China situation?
I'll pay your rent. Now she's got a point on her stuff, and it's going to be hard for her to, you know, like all Black folks,
her
credit score done went down, you know. And, you know, hey, people don't understand when you don't pay your rent and they get to asking around because you got to give 10 years rental history to get a nice spot. You going to wish you would have paid. Just pay or make an agreement or do something that says you are responsible. And I think that's what the Kardashian dude is saying. She's not being responsible. And that's what he was saying before. She's not being responsible. So she's kind of giving us a glimpse of you slipping, pimping? Or is he right? You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. I kind of see it like this. Like you said, you're going to have to pay your rent. Especially, y'all seen, I don't know if y'all seen the last picture I've seen. She had like a Ferrari. She had a Lamborghini. She had some hot-ass little Fast and Furious cars. She had some hot trucks. All that in the driveway when she was stunting, going back and forth with Ralph. Now, you know your landlord sees this shit, and your rent ain't paid. Come on, Southside, get it together.
Right.
Real, hell yeah, he coming for his money. You got to go. You better give me one of them calls or something. But then again too, that goes down to the whole thing about, you know, you can't give everybody money without giving them some type of training that goes with that amount of money. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, here's an example. See, this is why when you're young and you're broke and you grow up and you learn to get shit on your own, you learn to appreciate things. Like me, if I had the money they had, I'd take one of them motherfucking cars. Some of the money from one of them cars, I would have went into Houston. I would have went into somewhere else and bought me an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Like a 36-piece mm-hmm. apartment building. Took one wing and made it all mine from the top to the bottom.
Absolutely.
And rented out the rest and let that pay for the property. You did. I would have went into
yeah.
somewhere and bought me a foreclosure house, redid it, fixed it up, made it super sweet, bought the house next door to it, make that my garage, all off of one car. But you got all them cars and you can't pay your rent because your rent is probably like $60,000 a month. That's the part people don't be knowing when they be having them big ass houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be like $60,000 a month. You know how hard you gotta hustle? No,
okay.
I'll go ahead and recoup my money. I'm just saying.
Right.
But that's not even
mm. including the taxes that you have to pay every year. The lights and the gas and the water and the heat and all that, so by time you finish paying, you spending $100,000+ on what to live in what? And you could have invested, but that's the whole point of what Martin Luther King said in his I Have a Dream speech. We so busy, you know, concentrating on the material things, but we left out the things that is important. That's important.
Right.
Okay. All right, okay. So let me tell you. Okay, I kind of been hearing about this story, and I kind of been like, I don't want to go there, but I have to go here. Mississippi prison riots. Have you heard about it?
No, not really. I thought I was dreaming. You know how your TV be playing, you be sleeping.
Yeah.
You tell me
what
I'm dreaming
right.
or not. I don't know if I was watching
you wasn't a while, dreaming.
But okay.
No, so there was a prison riot in Mississippi where they was fighting against the inhumane treatment that they're getting in this penitentiary. They're saying the conditions inside the notorious Mississippi Penitentiary, as Yo Gotti continues, is horrible. They have videos. I don't know if I want to put them on our page, but I may put them on our page. These videos and photos were shot by inmates using contraband phones, according to Teen Rock. The images include a knife fight between two prisoners, gruesome injuries, filth inside their cells, and they had a fight. They had a riot between everybody there. And so Young Gotti and Teen Rock, they have really been asking the feds to check into what's going on, because they have filed an emergency protective order on behalf of the dozens that are not involved with all the gruesomeness, but the ones who they're saying they're not getting good treatment. They need better stuff that's going on. But the governor just announced he will shut down one infamous section of the prison, which Rock's attorney says is the worst, grossly understaffed. Gotti said that's a proven, but a small one. He tells the governor the plan to shut down Parchman Prison Unit has caused devastating deaths is a necessary first step. Beyond that, we must implement border safety measures to address similar issues in other units and urgent provide inmates with medical attention. They ain't getting that. In the interim, they were calling for the Justice Department to step in and move the inmates to a different prison because they're not getting what they need there, far as safety, far as medical, far as anything. They're talking about how several inmates keep getting contraband, and they're blaming the phones on the violence. They're blaming different things so they do not have to clear up who's in Mississippi and the inmates, which is predominantly African-American people.
Yeah, not only does the system need reform, the whole institutions need an overhaul. Meaning, like, yes, that prison system is bad, but it's not the only one. Like, there's some really bad prisons out there. And I think some of these wardens and some of these people at these places that allow these things to happen, they should be brought up on charges and put in jail. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought the institution was messed up from the get-go. You dig? I don't think sticking people in cages, I mean, you can see it in kennels, humane society, whatever, whatever. It will change a dog. Imagine what it's going to do to a human. It is. We're both pack animals. You know what I mean? So putting them in a cage, it just makes them more angry. It makes them worse than what they were when they went in. There's no, I mean, don't get me, some people go in, they get reformed. Not everybody goes in and you know, goes through the shit. Some people come out with degrees. Like, you know, I was at a job site and like there was a dude there. He was really good with the clean. He was like the best dude on there. Some of these dudes were like in construction forever, da da da. But I didn't know dude had got out of prison. He learned how to work a forklift and all that stuff in prison. But he was like the best dude out there. You know what I mean? He could whip that thing like it was a little Hyundai. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I think it works when they do the reform. But when they just try to put you in cages and have you in situations like that, there's no way to reform. You're going to come out twice as hard as you went in. You might have went in a Chihuahua, but you coming out a Rottweiler. You know? So,
yeah.
But, yeah, but my whole thing, what the hell is a contraband phone? I always thought contraband was like drugs. I could be wrong. You know, I ain't ran through the system like some of y'all, but I'm just saying, I thought contraband was drug. Well, he got a weed phone, a hemp phone.
No, contraband is anything
antenna
that you sneak in, sir. It's anything that's not on the list of things that you can have. So usually in federal prison, you know, there's different things that you are allowed to have, and then there's things that you're not allowed to have. So cell phones is contraband. Some back in the day, food was, you know, cigarettes was. So, yeah.
Right.
And it's different
tell I ain't
in
about
different
that
places.
Life.
Yeah. I ain't about that life either. I just kind of be nosy.
Sure, you know the tower. I bet you can play spades and dominoes good in the motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You best to recognize if you can't play, don't sit down at my table. Because, see, I will get pissed off. Like, get up. If you can't, man, if you can't count them books and if you ain't for show, well, I'll stop playing. If you don't got them bones and if you just playing over here and you ain't counting the board and you ain't being watched, okay, sorry, okay, next one.
Woo! I was going to say, you sound like you did a five-piece. It is what it is. What else we got over here in this entertainment news?
Penis Man.
Hell, penis. You know what? We gonna change his name just for the show. That dude. That's what I'm gonna call him. Okay. What's going on with that dude?
Penis Man, cop blocked alleged graffiti artist arrested in Arizona. The graffiti artist dubbed as Penis Man could be facing hard time after a SWAT team took him down in Phoenix, potentially ending a long string of vandalism. Yes, crime size matters. Cops in Arizona says the 38, Dustin Shomer, is behind the Penis Man spree. The word has been tagged all over Arizona, state dorms, local businesses, government businesses, and even a famous landmark above the campus dating back to November. Shomer was arrested last weekend and charged with 16 counts of aggravated criminal damage, 8 counts of criminal damage, and 1 count of criminal trespass in the first degree. The suspect says he was taken in a petty, ballsy raid. 25 heavy SWAT armed officers swarmed his apartment complex before arresting him at gunpoint. However, the alleged Penis Man says he's getting a shaft because he claims he's just a copycat and the real Penis Man is still at large. He told the Phoenix Times, "I'm not the original. There are hundreds of copycats with this very distinctive, different handwriting translation. Cops grabbed the wrong Penis Man if we had a nickel."
Wow. So they grabbed the wrong penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wrong dick in the hand.
First of all, right. First of all, how do you get a SWAT team to go pick up a penis? I don't know what to say about law enforcement today. I mean, who makes
they
a warrant?
They
grab
them
yes,
by
like
the
balls. For Penis Man. Okay, say this is a ballsy warrant, but we're going to go with it. only thing I can say about this one right here is you knew it had to be a white guy. No disrespect, but it had to be a white guy. Ain't no black dude finna ride around nowhere and paint penises everywhere. You might say we bloods, crips, and banging and danging and all that other shit, but we not writing penises on walls. And then you ain't gonna see nobody stacking with penises. I'm just saying, brothers, don't do that. Brothers, don't do that. It's like serial killers. Brothers, don't do that. I mean,
no, you know what brothers
you?
Do? They draw it. They don't do the word. They actually draw the penis.
I believe that one alone.
They
write, I don't know who you be hanging
you
with.
Draw it.
But okay. Okay.
They do.
They would show you the video, but I ain't gonna draw it. I might show it to you. We might send you a pic in your DM.
Hey, hey,
but I'm not
hey,
gonna draw
hey.
The penis on the wall.
Everybody don't want the DMs, the penises in the DMs, y'all. Everybody don't think that's cute because half the time we don't think they're yours. Heads up. Heads up. Heads up.
Dudes
they're
are nasty. That's all I'm going to say. Most men are nasty.
We don't
that's
think they're there. We think they took a picture from the internet and says, here you go. Unless you put your face with it and put your hand with it, I don't believe you. I don't believe you unless I have proof. Put a red
shit.
Cup.
You know
by
what?
It.
That's some shit I would do. That's what I would do. I'll send you a picture of somebody else, did, a little one at that, and be like, "Hold on, I thought you was black. Why I look white?" hey, I'm light skinned down there.
Wow.
Right. I mean, shit. How do they know? They don't know. Shit. You got damn right.
Exactly.
I'm not sending you no real shit. I'll show you in person, but I'm not sending no, no, hells to the no. No, you're not going to put my dick in the catalog. Hell no. Have some fucking graffiti artist paint my shit on the wall. Nah, I'm good. What else we got?
Over you good, here, penis man? That's cool that tonight. Cause I thought I wanted penis man to be fun. So that we good? That's it.
That dude segment was fun. Told you I ain't saying that damn word. No, not referring to some man. No.
Come on, you want the penis
that dude.
That penis man.
Yeah, I just threw up in my mouth. What else we got?
Well, it's 8 o'clock, so we didn't hit the topic. So we gone, we staying, we moving. What we doing? We gonna move it to Thursday. We ready to roll out this piece because we had a good interview. Are we ready to leave penis man? Where we laughing? What we doing? How you feeling?
See, you got 2 more times to say that, and I'm gonna hang up on your ass. it's really up to you. I extended it, so it's up to you what you want to do. You want to save it or?
Come on, go. You go. Come on, that was your topic. Roll with it.
Well, all right. Well, you know, we'll just save it for tomorrow. I don't know what the hell I want to do. I got things to do. Let's see. Well, hell, let's just go ahead and run with it. People want to talk about it some more throughout the week. We can also do that as well. But definitely check out the links if you're tuning in. The interview with Krishana is over, but you definitely can go back and check the archive show 24/7, 365. Just push play. There are no fees. All we actually do is to share it, but definitely link with her. Check out her links. I think I posted the interview for today's show in the Monstars Radio group and the Monstars Radio page on Facebook. Also, I tagged her in it, so it's also another way for you people to connect with her directly. But, yeah, you can definitely check that out. I'm trying to find the statement here that we're going off of. But don't forget on, what is it, Karma Cafe, I believe it is. No, tomorrow, Wet Wednesday. The topic for tomorrow is unconditional love is cool, but I want untouchable love. The kind of love that can't be fucked with by others' opinions, lies, or influences. A love that is rooted in trust and strengthened by the sense of humor. Instead of getting upset, you simply laugh at dumb shit together. Get in, because that's what we're talking about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, what I'm going to touch on is this. Let your love send off so much positive energy that it shifts the vibrations in the room. That's a really deep comment right there. You know, a lot of people, I don't know if they really know much about auras, but we all have an aura. We all give off a vibration. You know what I mean? It's that feeling that you get when you meet people. Some people, you be like, something just ain't right with that person. Like, I don't know what it is, but I get a bad vibe. That's an aura. You know what I mean? I learned at a young age that I have a strong aura of enlightenment, of energy, so on and so forth. When I'm myself. Now, remember, we talked about mental health, so many things like that. Some people right now, they act a certain way because they're not their self. You know what I mean? They're hurting inside, or they be scared to tell somebody. They can't talk to nobody, things like that. So you become something else. You're in this defense mode all the time. That's not the real you. You know what I mean? The real happy person you. So, you know, when you go about your day and you go about going to meetings and things, you can feel it. When you see other people, they come around. You might not be all happy, you know what I mean? But they come around, they come with this energy, and next thing you know, now you feeling a little happy. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, that positive energy that can shift vibrations in the room. You know what I mean? Especially with all the negativity in the world, sometimes we need that powerful energy, that positive energy to help boost us up. So, you know, that's what I mean. And again, like, okay, yesterday I talked about, you know, kind of setting this up, and I talked about a guy who had a dog. He said his dog didn't like nobody, but his dog liked me. That was that vibration and that energy I brought in the room, you know, got the dog was calm. He wasn't trying to attack me. He was like, okay, this is a good dude. You know what I mean? The other one I was talking about, well, I'll let you give your energy on what we're talking about, and then I'll tell you about a situation where I was at a friend's house and he had kids, and how the vibration, some people, they don't like to see that vibration. But what's your thoughts on the topic?
You know, I love the topic. I think I've been dealing with folks not appreciating or understanding what my vibration is when I walk through the room or my aura, however. And you have to know it for yourself when you walk into a room. And not only do you have to know it, you got to be comfortable in it. Because people stare, people gravitate
right
to you. People get jealous of it. People begin to accuse you of things that you know nothing of just because they don't have that aura that people can, you know, relate to. So you begin to question your aura if you ain't comfortable in it. You know what I'm saying? You and
yes,
then you feel like you're being the one that's wrong, but it ain't you. And like you said, if mental illness or some hurt or a pain hits, you really begin to question it, because sometimes they use that aura and that vibration against you because they don't know how to deal with it, or they don't understand who you are as a person. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we all have stories, so I'm gonna let you tell a couple stories, and then I'll tell a couple stories, so they could get an understanding exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, matter of fact, before I get into my story, this right here is the aura right here. None of us really like to deal with.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubble gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EBD.
Yeah, stank breath is a bad aura, real bad. Make a mother want a lot of incense and stick it in your mouth. It is, I'm just saying. mine was, you know, like I said, I had a friend, you know, I thought we was like super duper tight. You know how sometimes you might, what they call them, frenemies? I'm not going to say they was a frenemy, but at this, when I tell you the story, you tell me. You dig? But basically
okay,
what it was, you know, we were super tight, always hung out, did all kinds of shit together, you know, a roadie. And I noticed one time, you know, I would go over, hang out, you know, when I come over, you know, the kids see me like another family member, you know what I mean? Like an uncle they ain't seen in a long time, a long lost cousin from out of town, you know what I mean? They get super happy, hey, what's up, E, blah, 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 blah. And I start to notice that, you know what I mean? You know, because I have an aura that, you know, kids, they can feel I'm a good dude. So, you know, kids are good with vibrations. So, anyway, make a long story short, I know she started having like a little twisty face. Like, then when I come over, and then all of a sudden the kids got to go away. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I started to realize he mad.
Wow.
Because the kids are looking at me like, as a, you know what I mean? I mean, I understood it, because sometimes men, they're so alpha. They don't like nobody else to come around that would be another alpha. You know what I mean? It's like when you start a new job and you're good at what you do. The other manager that's there, he don't like you now. Why? Because you're good at what you do. You bring something different. Instead of just engaging and saying, okay, let's do this together. Inspire me. Help me get to where you're at. And, you know, we could do this together. And, you know, we'd make an awesome team. Da-da-da-da-da. They'd rather try to box you out, shun you, be on some funny shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so that was my thing, you know. So sometimes people might be intimidated by your vibration. You just got to know, I can't be hanging out with people that are intimidated by my vibration. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, do you get it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like my natural aura, when I see you, I'm smiling. If I'm not smiling, something wrong. So when people be like looking at me, they're like, oh my God, you know, you're always smiling.
You're always in a good mood. And that can sometimes be misconstrued because they think just because I'm smiling, I ain't got no heat behind the smile. So they think that they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want to say, and I ain't going to come, you know, okay, now, the new me now, I ain't coming for you because I just think that, you know, you sent and you shouldn't have came, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the old me, yeah. My aura will switch up on you real quick, and they be like, well, what happened to that sweet person? Well, it died the same way you try to come at me. You going to die because I'm trying to hurt you. But for the majority of me, my aura is when I walk into, they be like, who is she? I always get that, who this bitch, when I walk into a room. Because you don't have that many people who's confident within themselves to be like,
right.
Hey. I'm me, you know, and you get those looks, you know, you get the look up and down, you get the
mm-hmm.
whispering, she thinks she all that, she ain't all that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I think I've heard that so much growing up, you just be like, I think you helped me determine, yeah, I'm all that. It's almost like when you hear someone say, you ain't all that, you want to prove them wrong, like, yep. Yeah, I am all that and some, right? So,
right.
You begin to pick
and
up that vibration in it. Yeah, it just shines within you now because that just builds your confidence. You're like, okay, but it speaks like your aura speaks. Like if you're not approachable, they're not gonna approach you. They're not gonna say anything to you. So it's an essence. It's like. It has to have a sweet smell. Someone knows when your aura is off and your vibration stinks.
Yep.
They don't want to be around you. They'll talk about you like, dang, did you see her? You don't want that. You don't want that because people will talk about you. They're going to talk about you regardless. And they're going to talk about you and you can't say nothing or do nothing about it. But it, like if they begin to talk about you to someone who know you, they be like, that ain't who you talking about. That ain't who she is. Because they understand your vibration.
Right.
They understand your aura.
Right.
So they're not going to believe what that person says. They be like, nah, who you talking about? Now, that sound more like you than that person. So it's really cool to be genuine with your aura when you go somewhere. Because usually when I walk into a building and I want my girls, I'm like, y'all better have your aura together. Don't be no timid. No, you don't. Y'all better come in here correct.
Right.
And they come in there correct. And you get like, oh, who is that? Whoa. And then you got people who want to gravitate to you. But then you be like, nah, I'm cool with my girls.
Yeah.
Y'all staying over there. It's all good. So it's just knowing who you are and to be able to accept who you are.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm totally feeling that. Like, here's an example, like, what you were saying about vibration. People can feel it. Like, you know, a lot of people know, you know, at one point I was touring a lot. Sometimes I end up on tour by myself, you know what I mean? Usually when I'm on tour by myself, when I'm with my guys, you can tell I'm relaxed, we're partying, we're having fun. I mean, honestly, truthfully, it'd be a lot of situations where it might be a pack of guys that might come over and ask to hang with us. I know y'all like, what? That's not like some gay shit. No, not on no gay shit. What it was, they can see us partying. And we're having fun. We're toasting up. We're not on no mean mugging. You dig? We're bopping in our little steps and da-da-da, da-da-da. And it's attracting to other people at the bar. Why? Because they want a piece of that limelight. They want to feel that same vibration that we're feeling. Not only do the ladies respect it, they might come over and buy us a drink. We want to come kick it with y'all. You dig?
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is another time, you know, one time I was by myself. You know, when I'm on myself, I'm on my guard. Where was I at? I think I was in Texas somewhere. I can't remember. If you've never been to a Texas club, you can party, let go, blah, blah, blah. But watch yourself. Don't get out of line. Don't
right.
do too much. You dig? So I know this. You dig? My family's from there. So I'm at the bar chilling. I'm like, why ain't nobody? You know, usually I go out, people try to be social, da-da-da. I'm like, why ain't nobody saying nothing to me? And then this one lady came up to me, and she was like, why are you sitting at the bar looking so mad? You a nice-looking dude. Why are you over here mad? Who are you mad at? I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm just bored sitting here by myself. So obviously my aura
was mean mug. You know what I mean? After that, you know, she asked me to dance, whatever. We danced, you know, and then, you know, the whole vibration of the night changed. Now people are talking to me. Who are you? Are you, oh, you're not from here. You're from Minnesota. We know we have black folk up there. Shut up. Get out of here. But, you know, it became more fun because my vibration changed. So, like you said, people can feel that. Some people are intimidated by it. Some people like it. Like, I love when I see people walk through with their head high. And that aura is strong and that vibration is real. You know what I mean? I love being around people. I respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people out here that are, you know what I mean, they need some more pride. You know, you got to be proud of yourself. Be who you are. Be comfortable with who you are. Like, that's the one thing I have to say I love about Lizzo. She does have an aura saying, I'm going to be me. Say what you're going to say. I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Whether it's good or bad, it don't matter. She has the confidence to be like, I'm going to be me. If me means I'm going to show my belly button today, I'm going to show my belly button. It is what it is. You dig? I just can't bring my kids around her. It is what it is. But, you know, but I love that aura. I really do.
Yeah, but, you know, the interesting thing, when only time your aura really shifts is when you're going through something or someone has hurt, you know, a hurt that came in where it makes you have now a defensive mechanism up. And you're trying, your aura is living out that defensive mechanism instead of living out of your true self. So now you're like, okay, I'm guarded. I believe you, but I don't trust you. I'm going to figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm not going to be my true self. I may, you know, be like, yeah, but I'm still like, nah, you ain't good. So, I mean, your aura and your vibrations got to have some discerning. You know, you got to discern, you know, what's going on around you. And just because you're discerning doesn't mean that you got to be a negative person. You just being aware. And you just got to watch, especially when you're by yourself, because nowadays they make you be on the, just very watchful and be on the up and up, because it ain't like how it was back in the day where you can chill, you can relax. Before you could be real nice to everybody and you ain't going to have no repercussions. Now you be nice to folks. Oh, they think that you want their man. They think that, you know, you got something going on. You got a hidden agenda. You can't just be friendly no more at all, because it's so misconstrued, and it's so, especially when a man is trying to be just cordial to a man, now you gay. Now, what, seriously? Like, you have to now check yourself before you even say nothing, because then you say hi to a man, his girl's like, bitch, who you talking to? That's my man. I just said hello. Now, I see, and then the first thing they said, now I see how you walked in here. You checking my man out? No, but okay. And it ain't no, and then I was like, what you want to do? Let's fight. Fight over what? What you mean? But those are the things that we can't do anymore, because so many people are so, like, what is the word? Not inconsiderate, but insecure. They're insecure and they're not living out their vibrations. They're not living through them. They don't even know how. They don't even know where they are or how to get back to them, because some of them have been beaten down by the situation, or some just choose to just be nasty. And they be okay with it. I'm like, nah, I ain't okay with that. That's not what's up. Because if you're not living a happy life, then you're living a whack life. Like, really, you're burdened. Every day you should wake up like, yeah, I'm good. Because you can't go back and fix the situation that happened. All you got to do is, okay, you can't do nothing about it. You can't go back in time and fix it. So keep your vibrations high. Like, try not to put too much on your plate that you know you can't take care of. Just learn from your vibrations that didn't take you nowhere, and then let your new vibrations take you higher. You don't sit in old vibrations, because you're going to get old results. You know, new vibrations is going to bring you that vibrant life that you've been asking for. But you got to want it. You got to just be like, yeah, okay. I don't trust. I don't believe what you got to say. I don't believe what you got to say. I don't believe what you got to say. I don't believe in what I know works for me, what's good for me, how I can live. Yeah, you got to live. You got to live. You can't live in the past. You can't live in the old vibrations because you're just going to be depressed and exaggerating. So it's time to, like, okay, what vibrations did I wake up on today? If you know you woke up on a bad note, shake that off. Like, okay, I'm going to take that note off. Let me, you know, step into my right vibrations. Take time. That's finding out who you are, though, for real.
Right, right. So, all right, let's see. We are getting close to the end of the show. Let's see. I know we got, let's see, what else we got going on this week? See, we got like 10 minutes left in the show. Let's see, I might play a song on our way up out of here.
Yeah.
Show people what it's going to be like tomorrow, Wednesday.
Ooh, Wednesday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. Matter of fact, keep on talking. We had a post from Jazzy about Wednesday question.
Yeah,
it was
real
nasty.
Trying to find it.
It was nasty.
I was
like, yeah, come through, Jazzy, with your nasty self, girl. Woo. What was it? That's my girl, though. Hey, I mean, woo.
I believe her question was, can a woman come have an orgasm from giving a man head? Or I should say giving head. I should say that. It don't have to be a man. It could be a woman. You know how it is nowadays. Yeah. So that one's going to go in tomorrow. I might even have a testimony for y'all. That's right. Wet Wednesday tomorrow. Well, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy with some sexy adult conversation right here. You can call in. You can leave comments. Let's see. You can leave comments in the post that we do on the Monstars Radio page or in the Monstars Radio group, and we'll read them right here live on the air. If you want us to give you a shout-out, just put in your nickname, and we're going to use that and say this is who said it. So, matter of fact, we might start making it where if you have a comment and people call in and comment on it, the person with the most comments or the most callers, most feedback, we can start giving away some free gear around here. Get it? You can start giving away some free gear, whether it be shirts, outfits, hats, socks, thongs, all that stuff. No, we don't make thongs. Hey, we probably should. Trying to get y'all a little more into the conversation. So don't forget, Wet Wednesday, every Wednesday night, 563-999-3411. Join our sexy conversation. Let's see. Other than that, we got Karma Cafe. We got a lot of things for y'all this week. Let's see. So, also, we got Karma Cafe. You do your, Thursday night? You do your spoken word?
Yeah, I do my spoken word. I got a good one for you again this week. I'm on about that love. I'm on that love tip right now. So, y'all, if y'all looking at my post on the So Let Me Speak page, y'all seeing nothing but love, like for real. I'm on my love tip. I know we moving real close to Valentine's Day, but I'm that vibration on that oil where I'm for real about that love. Like, I'm giving love. So, spoken word on Thursday is going to be get ready, my love letter. It's called love letter. So, have you ever written a love letter? If so, what did it say? What did it say? Have you ever written a love letter?
That's a good one.
Or ever received one? What did it say? So that's what I'm going to be reading. It's called love letter. So if you want to share your love letter, you go to the Soul of Me Speaks, or you go to the Monstar page. Hit my face and write your love letter and possibly read it on the radio. And if I hear the best love letter written, I'll give you a So Let Me Speak t-shirt. So here we go, best love letter.
Right, there we go. Look, see, have some great conversation, win some gear, get it in.
Monster US Radio on the Monstars Radio Network. You can find us on monstarsradio.com. Go to the Monstars crew page. You could connect with all of us, whether it be Jazzy B, Miss Unbelievable, or me, DJ E Monster. You can click with us over there. You can also get the link for Miss Soul of Me Speaks book, where you can make a purchase. It is. You can do all that at monstarsradio.com. It is under construction, so bear with us. We're getting things together, but we're trying to make it a monstrous experience for you when you get over there. So let's see. I guess I have to play something, kind of put them in the vibe for tomorrow. So let's see. Anything else you want to put out there before we get up out of here tonight?
You know what? Dance like there's no tomorrow. Live like today is your last day, and love no matter what, and forgive because it sets your soul free. You guys have a good night. Thank you, Kishana, for stopping by to Monsters Radio. And I'm out, at least tonight.
Okay. I seen that. She tried to do something inspirational on the way up out of here. I'm going to say it too. I'm just going to say, people, sometimes you got to let that go. Don't hold on to it. It'll mess you all up on the inside. I'm talking about real, real bad. Have you walking around just not acting like yourself? Be silent, let deadly. Let that gas go. Let that fart out. You ain't supposed to hold it. Fuck how they feel. Blow their nose hairs out. I don't give a damn. This right here is music for tomorrow. Well,
I know I do.
Will. Independent. I know I can't stand being around you at the meetings.
Hey.
That sets up for
let
tomorrow.
It blow
this
like
just
air.
Will. It's called Can't Wait.
Night, y'all. Blow that air out your behind. Have a good night. Love you. Yeah, I'm nasty. So what? Stay away from me. Stay away.
Remember, hit us up on all social media. Share our posts and use the hashtag. Get in. Y'all have a good night. Stay monstrous. Least sexy. Peace.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, take off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind, as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know the heat right. So what would you do if I were a star when you ain't gone? Creep up to the thigh, to the core, that you wanna let go. For me, gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up. Tonight, yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up now. Go up, 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 and around we go.
Tune in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy with the roar.